Fundamentals of Esperanto. The grammatical rules of this language can be learned in one sitting. Nouns have no gender and end in O. The plural terminates in OJ, pronounced OI, and the accusative ON, plural OIN. Amico, friend. Amicoi, friends. Amicon and amicoin, accusative friend and friends. Adjectives end in A and take plural and accusative endings to agree with things. Ma amico is my friend. All verbs are regular and have only one form for each tense or mood. They are not altered for person or number. Mi havas bonain amicoin is simply to say, I have good friends. Adverbs end in E. La bonai amico estas ie. The good friend is here. A new book appears in Esperanto every week. Radio stations in Europe, the United States, China, Russia, and Brazil broadcast in Esperanto, as does Vatican Radio. In 1959, UNESCO declared the International Federation of Esperanto Speakers to be in accord with its mission and granted this body consultative status. The youth branch of the International Federation of Esperanto Speakers, UTA, has offices in 80 different countries and organizes social events where young people curious about the movement may dance to recordings by Esperanto artists, enjoy complimentary soft drinks, and take home Esperanto versions of major literary works, including the Old Testament and A Midsummer Night's Dream. William Shatner's first feature-length vehicle was a horror film shot entirely in Esperanto. Esperanto is among the languages currently sailing into deep space on board the Voyager spacecraft. Esperanto is an artificial language constructed in 1887 by L.L. Zamenhof, a Polish oculist. I first came across Fundamento Esperanto, the text which introduced this system to the world, as I traveled abroad following a somewhat difficult period in my life. It was twilight and snowing on the railway platform just outside Warsaw, where I had missed my connection. A man in a crumpled tracksuit and dark glasses pushed a cart piled high with ripped and weathered volumes, sex manuals, detective stories, yellowing musical scores and outdated physics textbooks, old copies of Life, New Smut, an atlas translated, a grammar, the mirror, Soviet bloc comics, a guide to the rivers and mountains, thesauri, inscrutable musical scores and mimeographed physics books, defective stories, obsolete sex manuals, one of which caught my notice. Dr. Esperanto, Zamenhof's pen name, translates as He Who Hopes. And, since I had time, I traded my used leaves of grass for a copy. Mi amas vin, bella amico. I'm afraid I will never be lonely enough. There's a man from Quebec in my head, a friend to the Purple Martins. Purple Martins are the Cadillac of swallows. All Purple Martins are dying or dead. Brain scans of grown Purple Martins suggest these creatures feel the same levels of doubt and bliss as an 8-year-old girl in captivity. While driving home from the brewery one night, this man from Quebec heard a radio program about Purple Martins, and the next day he set out to build them a house in his own backyard. I've never built anything, let alone a house, not to mention a home for somebody else. I've never unrolled a blueprint onto a workbench, sunk a post, or sent the neighbor's kid pedaling off to the store for a bag full of nails. I've never waited 10 years for a swallow. Never put in aluminum floors to smooth over the waiting. Never piped sugar water through colored tubes to each empty nest lined with newspaper shredded with strong, tired hands. Never dismantled the entire affair and put it back together again. Still no swallows. I never installed the big light that stays on through the night to keep owls away. never installed lesser lights, never rested on Sunday with a beer on the deck, surveying what I had done and what yet remained to be done, listening to Styx while the neighbor kids ran through my sprinklers. I've never collapsed in abandon, never prayed. But enough about Purple Martins. As we speak, Esperanto is being corrupted by upstart languages such as Interlingua, Klingon, Java, and various cryptophasic tongues. Our only hope of reversing this trend is to write the Esperanto epic. Through its grandeur and homegrown humility, it will spur men to freeze the mutating patois, so the children of our children's children may dwell in this song and find comfort in its true texture and frame. It's worth a try. As I imagine it, it ends in the middle of things. Every line of the work is a first and a last line, and this is the spring of its action. Of course, there's a journey, and inside that journey, an implicit voyage through the underworld. There's a bridge made of boats, a carp stuffed with flowers, a comic dispute among sweetmeat vendors, a digression on shadows, men clapping in fields to scare away crows, an unending list of warships, the Unternehmen, the Impresa, the Muyarchi, Vieklam, the Presedzia Bjortsvo, the Indarka, the Enterprise, L'Entreprise, Entrepreno. One could go on. But by now, all the characters have turned into swallows and bank as one flock in the sky. That is, all except one. That's how we finally learn who the hero was, all along. Weary and old, he sits on a rock and watches his friends fly one by one out of the song, then turns back to the journey they all began long ago, keeping the river to his right.